This year has been dedicated L'chavad Zecharia v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisam. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'Torah u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'orech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The Gemara here in Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph brings a Mishnah. Tanan Hossam. Talis Shehizkul Ba L'Koira, a talis that you begin to tear, you begin to rip it. Kivan Shenikru Ruba Shuv Einei Chibra V'Tahira. Once you tear most of it, once the tear is down most of the length of the talus, that's already enough to remove its tumah. And once it removes it, its tumah, now if it was tummy before, now it is not tummy anymore and it will become tahar. As I state in the Mishnah over here, Rashi has a kasha that if you look at the Gemara earlier in the Fine Bezim Bez, the Gemara says that if you have shloisha shloisha, you have a piece of clothing, a beged, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Shei tamei medris umaga hazov. It had 2 tumas. It was tamei medris. A zov touched it, and the zov stepped on it. So because the zov touched it, that's called maga hazov, and it became a rishon l'tuma. Besides that, the zov stepped on it. The halacha is that anything the zov sits on or walks on has a avatum. It becomes an avatum. It's called tumas medris. And so this beged has 2 tumas, and you ripped it in half. So the Gemara over there says that the Tumas Medris falls off. It's Tarmina Medris. The Tumas Medris goes away. However, the second Tumah, the Tumas Maga Medris, the Tumas Maga Zov, that the Zov touched it, that remains. That means that tearing it only takes off 1 out of the 2 Tumas. So Rashi wants to know, why is this so? Why is it that over here we say, our Gemara says, Tash is Chalakaira, tearing it, and finished. It's over, it's not considered attached, and all the tumah goes off. Whereas the Gemara earlier in Ayin Beis, when it has 2 tumas, tearing it only removes 1 tumah, and it doesn't remove the 2nd tumah. So Rashi says that because it has 2 tumas, it has a tumah chamura of medris, and a tumah of mago, which is not as strict, so therefore splitting it in half helps to knock off 1 tumah, but it's not strong enough to knock off 2 tumas, and therefore it knocks off the tumah which is stricter, but it doesn't take off the lesser tumah. Mashengen over here in our Gemara, we're not discussing a beggar that had 2 tumas, we're discussing a beggar that only had 1 tumah, so therefore tearing it has the ability to take off the tumah, and therefore now it doesn't have any tumah, there's no tumah left on it at all. That is how Rashi says, that's how Rashi understands the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara earlier in Daf Ayin Beis. Now Toisus Mitzayin over here, what he wrote earlier in Daf Ayin Beis, Toisus earlier in Daf Ayin Beis says this can't be. This makes no sense. Toisus doesn't understand how could it be if you're tearing it, so now it's not considered a beged anymore, so then it's not a beged, it shouldn't have any tumah whatsoever. What's the difference if it has 2 tumas that only takes off 1 tumah, and has 1 tumah, that 1 tumah comes off? Toisus says that doesn't make any sense at all. So Toisus says Rashi brought a raya that we find such a thing. Rashi said that So we find the halacha is that if you have a kli cheres and the kli cheres breaks, it gets a hole or it breaks into pieces. So the halacha is any tumah that it had, that the kli cheres had, is now falls off. It's not considered a kli anymore, and now it's not tumah. However, the Mishnah says that if the leftover pieces are metame, the leftover pieces will be mekabel tumo because of a halach of shirei klicheres. And the Torah says that even leftover pieces have tumo, and since they have tumo, so therefore they will be mekabel tumo. If they're usable, somewhat usable, obviously they're not as usable as they were before they broke, but if it's still usable to a certain extent that the Mishnah discusses. So Rashi says, oh, you see from here that even by Shivri Kicheres, you see they still have tumah. So that Rashi uses as the source for what he wants to say over here, that if it has two tumas, it'll only take off one tuma, right? But it won't take off all the tumas, because you see that even by Shivrit Kecheres, it still has certain halachas of tuma even after it breaks. So too over here, there will still be some halachas of tuma even after you tear the beged into two pieces. So Taisus says that one is nothing to do with the other. The halacha is over there by klicheres that once you break it, it's not a kli anymore. It's considered a shever kli. There, it's xeris hakosuv that it's mikabel tuma mikano laba. If you decide to use it in the situation where it is now, you have a piece of a klicheres and it's slightly usable. It's not, obviously it's not in the same condition, but it's usable in a way that you could turn it sideways. You could use it somewhat. So now mikano laba becomes a new kli because I decided to use it as is. But it's not similar to Rashi's case where the beged had two tumas yesterday before I started tearing it. I had two tumas, and now after I tore it, it should still retain one tuma from yesterday. That's not the case of Shivri Klicharis. The case of Shivri Klicharis is that every tuma I had yesterday, when it broke, is gone. Elamai, you wanted to be kabel tuma mikano laba. So if miyachid it, you set aside, you decide you're going to use it mikano laba for something. So now it would be mikabel tuma mikano laba. So therefore, Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus learns the difference. And Taisus says it depends. When I tear it, how much is left? For Tumas Medjus, you need a larger amount. For Tumas Nagel, you need a smaller amount. And that's how Taisus explains the Gemara earlier in Daf Ayin Bezim and Beis. Now, Rechon Wasserman wants to explain Rashi and answer Taisus Kash on Rashi. What did Rashi mean when Rashi brought a proof from the halacha of Shivri Klicheres? The Chayyur Tais is right. The halacha of Shivri Klicheres that's mekabel tumah is only mikano lahaba. We don't say that it retains the old tumah. So how could Rashi bring a proof from there to a beged that has two tumas that I tear it, it should still retain one tumah that it had before it was torn? The answer, says Rabbi Chanan, is that it depends on how you understand this that the Torah says. There's a special parsha in the Torah that when I have a klicheres and I break the klicheres, I break it or I drill a hole in the klicheres and it's not usable anymore. How is the tumah removed through that act of breaking the klicheres? The simple understanding is that I have a klicheres. It's a kli, it's usable. A kli is a utensil and you could put things inside it. It has a use. And therefore, the Torah said, any kli that's made out of cheres that has a use, the halacha is, to the kabel tumah becomes tameh. Once I drill a hole in the bottom of the kli, or I break it into pieces, it's not usable anymore. It does not retain its status of a kli. Since it's not a usable utensil, therefore, the Torah said, that removes its tumah. Because the Torah said that the only types of things that are mekabel tumah, that could have tumah, are things that have a status of a kli. Something that's broken does not have a kli status. Therefore, it's not a kli, it's not tumah. By definition, it cannot be tumah. If it was never a kli, it was a flat piece of cheres, it was never a kli, it's also not tumah. So now it's no worse than cheres, that's not a kli. And therefore, it has no tumah. That's the simple understanding of this that the Torah said, shviris kli cheres is metar. However, says Rabbi Chanan, there's a different way of understanding it. Because we find that there's another way to make kelim that are tamei lose their tumah. Besides for shvira by klicheres. Klicheres, it's true, the Torah says the only way to make them tar is by breaking them. However, other kelim that are made out of wood, kelim that are made out of metal or clothing, there's another option. And the other option is putting it into a mikvah. Now when you take something which is tameh and you do tevila in a mikvah, you're not breaking the kli. It's still the same kli. It's still as usable and it's still as much of a utensil that it was before. Elamai, the Torah says that zegzeris hakosuv, that by doing this action of putting it into the mikvah, putting it into the water, this action is a maisa of tahara that makes the kli tar. Says Rabbi Chanan, we don't have to look at the shivri klicheres, at breaking the klicheres, the way Tosfos understands it, and we don't have to explain that shripshat is when you break it, it's not a kli anymore. Just like we find by being toivel something in a mikvah that you're doing an action that removes the tumah, so it's very likely we can understand the similar concept by shivri klicheres, breaking klicheres, making a hole in the klicheres. It's not the pshat that now it's not a klicheres. Could be it still is a klicheres. Could be it still retains its status of a kli. However, the act of breaking it, the act of making a hole in the klicheres, is a maisa that creates tyra. It's a maisa that removes the tumah. And therefore, just like putting it into a mikvah removes the tumah, so too, drilling a hole or breaking it also removes the tumah. If we understand the idea behind Shviras Licheres like this, that it's a maisa of being mitar, so now we can understand what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, if you have a talis and it has two tumas, so what do you want to do? You want to make it tar. So you want to rip it. You want to tear it. That's equivalent to a Shvira Vayik Licheres. You're tearing it and you're doing a maisa. But just like by Shvira Vayik Licheres, you're doing a maisa that removes its tumah, so too when you tear it, you're doing a maisa that removes its tumah. Says Rashi, that's what I mean. Or Rashi brings a proof from Shviras Licheres, just like Shviras Licheres is a maisa, an action that removes its tumah, so too, tearing it is an action that removes its tumah, not because it's not a kli anymore. It may still be considered a kli. You tore it in a way where it still is considered a kli. But since it's a maisa hamitar, it's a maisa that creates tyra, so that maisa removes its tumah. Says Rashi, the way we understand Shvira, the way we understand tearing kriya, is that it's a maisa that makes tyra, a maisa that removes tumah, so that's exeris hakosa, that the maisa can only remove one tumah. It can't remove two tumahs. So if the beged only has one tumah, so then tearing it will remove that tumah. Once the beged has two tumahs, says Rashi, since it's like Shvira's klicheres, you can only remove one tumah through the tearing. You tear it once, you can remove one. You can tear it again. Tearing it again, you remove the second tumah. But if so long as you only tore it once, you only have the ability of this maisa to remove one tumah, and therefore Rashi says that it still retains the other tumah, and that's why Rashi brings a proof from klicheres, because the klicheres is a proof that it's a maisa of tahira. This idea that Rabbi Chanan says that Shviras Klicheres is not because it's not considered a kli anymore. That's not why it's tar. The reason why Shviras Klicheres makes the kli tar is because it's a maisa mitar. This idea we can use to answer a very difficult shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam. The shita Rabbeinu Meshulam is brought down in the Hagos Mordechai in the end of Shabbos, and it's also brought down in Taisa Shantz and Saita Daf Chav Ches. And over there, Taisa Shantz brings the shita Rabbeinu Meshulam that says a very big chiddush that we know. We said that when you drill a hole in the klicheres, it becomes tar. Now it becomes tar if you fill up the hole to be mekabel tumah. But now that once it has a hole, it's tar. The Rebbeinu Meshulam says that if I drill a hole in the klicheres, it does not become tar right away. Any tumah that I had goes off. However, it's still considered a tful yoim. Just like we find when someone goes into the mikvah, a person or a kli is tame and requires tefillah in a mikvah, requires to go into a mikvah. So when a person comes out of the mikvah, he is tahar mostly, but he's not completely tar. The halacha is that in order to remove the tumah, you have to wait until the end of the day. It's called Harv Shemesh. You have to wait until the end of the day. And until then, he's not allowed to eat teruma. Like the first Mishnah says in Brachas, the first Mishnah in Shas says, the Kohanim have to wait until the end of the day, they have to wait until Tzeis HaKechav in order to eat Truma, because if they were tummy and they went to the mikvah, they still are not allowed to eat Truma until the day is over. Therefore, so the Rabbeinu Meshulam says, just like we find when you go to a mikvah, you are still considered Tful Yom until the end of the day, so too he says, if you drill a hole in the klicheres, the klicheres will still be considered like a Tful Yom until the end of the day. If you break it and smash it into small pieces, then he says, it's completely tar. Then Avada, there's nothing to wait for. It's not a kli at all. But if all you did, it's still considered a kli. You just drilled a hole. You made a hole in the klicheres. The Rabbeinu Meshulam says that it still retains some status of a kli until the end of the day and requires Harav Shemesh. And the Taisa Shantz over there says, the name Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was very upset with this chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam did not agree with this understanding. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam went so far to say, he said that if you send me paper, I'll write back why you're wrong. I have so much to write why you're wrong. I don't have enough paper to write to explain to you why this opinion is incorrect. But how do we understand the shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam? So if you learn like Rabbi Chanan, it's very understandable. If you understand that the making a hole makes it not a kli anymore, it's not considered a kli. So how can you tell me it's not a kli, but it's still tame till the end of the day? It's not a kli at all. It's not a kli. You can't have any tumah. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam is correct. That's because Rabbeinu Tam goes like Tosfos. Tosfos says that the only way that shvira works in making a hole, the only way it works is it makes it not a kli anymore. However, if I learn like Rashi, like the way Rabbi Chanan understands Rashi, that Shvira is similar to Tefillin or Mikvah, so Shvira is a Maisa of Tahara, if it's a Maisa of Tahara, so then it's still considered a Kli. Even though it has a hole, it's still a Kli. It's still a Kli, you take off the Tumah, but if it's just like going to the Mikvah, it doesn't take off the Tumah completely until Harav Shemesh, so to make a hole won't take off the Tumah completely until Harav Shemesh. So therefore we have a very strong proof, or it would seem a very strong siyu, a very strong help to the shita of Rashi from this opinion of Rabbeinu Mishul.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.